As I traveled early one morning, many warm thoughts came to mind about summer days. For many people, summer is their favorite time of year. July is the get-up-and-go vacation time of the year. It is festival and celebration time and long-remembered holiday. The lakes and countryside, the sunrise and sunsets, bring many peaceful and tranquil thoughts on warm summer days. I was pleasantly surprised to receive a recycled birthday card from a very dear friend who has reached that magic age of 90. She reads this column of warm thoughts every week and apparently liked my column on recycling. I am sure she has been a pro on recycling all her years. The recycled birthday card and poem she sent really made my day. She can be sure that card and poem will be recycled many times and go around the world. We have often shared thoughts about challenges and the mountains and valleys that come into our lives. The poem she sent had four stanzas and did not state who wrote this inspiring message. I would like to share a few thoughts from that poem. Mountain moving. Lord, I've never moved a mountain, and I guess I never will. All the faith that I could muster wouldn't move a small anthill. When I needed grace to lift me from the depths of deep despair, and when burdens, pain and sorrow have been more than I could bear. You have always been my helper to restore life's troubled sea and to move these little mountains that have looked so big to me. Many times when I've had problems and when bills I've had to pay and the worries and the heartaches just kept mounting every day. Lord, I don't know how you did it, can't explain the where's and why's, and I know I've seen these mountains turn to blessings in disguise. And as long as there are mountains, in my life I'll have no fear, for the mountain moving Jesus, he shall make them disappear. Thanks, dear friend, for the recycled birthday message. As I reach the sunset years of my life, you, dear friends and family, have become even more beautiful. As I traveled that evening watching the sunset in the west, I became even more convinced that the sunsets in South Dakota are the most beautiful in the country. Warm thoughts. Life is no brief candle for me. It is a sort of splendid torch which I have got hold of for the moment, and I want to make it burn as brightly as possible before handing it on to future generations. George Bernard Shaw. Peace is always beautiful. Walt Whitman. Have beautiful and peaceful summer days. Warm thoughts from the little home on the prairie over a cup of tea by Louetta G. Werner. July 21st, 1994.